Let's go on to the day of this incident. Did you leave the store that morning in Sherry Stevenson's pickup?
Yes.
To go pick up these items?
Yes.
In the truck with you that day was Sherry Stevenson?
I'm not sure if she went with me or not.
If she did not go, would she give you the keys to her vehicle?
Yes.
And let you drive her vehicle?
Yes.
Okay, on this particular occasion, you do not recall if she was with you or not?
No, I don't remember. For some reason, I remember her being at the cash register, helping out there.
Okay.
So possibly, because sometimes she'd go, sometimes she wouldn't. So I don't remember that day exactly if she went or not.
Okay, but if she did not go, she would give the keys to the vehicle to you?
Yeah, yes.
And you would drive her vehicle?
Yes.
Other than Mrs. Stevenson, you don't recall if Mrs. Stevenson was with you or not that day, do you? Do you recall if anyone else was with you that day?
That's why I think... I know there was somebody else standing there, but we always had a flow of people. There was quite a few different people. I don't know on that day who was we.
Okay.
When I said earlier that there was somebody else there who could have witnessed it, I don't remember who that person was, because we had so many people going through.
Okay, when you left the store that morning to go to do the pickups,
right?
Do you recall if anybody was with you at that time?
Somebody had to be with me, but I just can't remember who.
These would be big items you were going to pick up?
Right.
And did the store provide you with some sort of hand truck or dolly to use to move this stuff? Okay, so on the day of this incident occurring, you don't recall if you were driving Mrs. Stevenson's truck or if she was driving it?
I was probably driving it because Sherry would have me drive, even if she went along.
Okay, do you know how many stops you made that day?
Not exactly, no.
Do you know how many donations you had in the back of the truck by the time you got back to the store?
If I got back to the store, it was full.
You know, did you pick up this particular refrigerator that was involved in this incident? Did you pick it up that day?
Yes.
Other than that refrigerator, do you have any recollection of picking up any other specific items?
I know we picked up some more heavy appliances. I can't remember if it was dishwashers or washers or dryers. I think there might have been another refrigerator.
Okay, do you know where you picked up this refrigerator?
No.
To your knowledge, what happened to these paper slips that you told us about, the gopher donations? Were they kept by the store? Were they thrown away?
They were thrown away. I usually gave out tax receipts and throw them away because usually they'd get mixed in with the next week's.
Okay, do you recall today what type of hand truck or dolly you had to move these appliances around with that day?
Probably just a standard... We had two or three standard hand trucks. We also had one appliance hand truck.
Okay.
I don't remember what was put on there. I wasn't moving it myself.
Okay.
But we had a silver one. It was usually the best one we had.
Okay, let's make sure we both understand what we're talking about when we say a hand truck. A back made out of metal, two or three, couple of feet wide with some bars across. Down at the bottom next to the ground is a piece of metal upon which you can slide the appliance, tilt the appliance back, and then wheel it around where you want to go.
Yes.
Okay, to your recollection, did dollies or the hand trucks that you had at the store, did they have a strap that you could tie around the appliance?
One did.
Okay, and you don't know which was in use on the day of the accident?
I believe it was the silver one. It was not the appliance dolly. The appliance dolly is the one with the strap.
Okay, when you saw this occur and you yelled, stop, what was the distance between her and the refrigerator?
Not more than a foot or so.
Okay, when you were yelling stop, were you yelling meaning for Jesse to stop or for Mrs. Tunstall to stop or perhaps both?
Probably more towards Jesse, but just yelling stop. Whoever listened worked for me.
Okay, did Jesse stop?
Yes.
Okay, did he stop before he struck Mrs. Tunstall?
He was stopping as he struck her. It wasn't a very hard impact, but they did hit.
Did you see where the refrigerator stuck Mrs. Tunstall?
It looked about mid-thigh.
Okay, you're behind Jesse, so you're looking at Jesse's back as he's proceeding down front?
I was to his right, so I was further inside the store.
Okay.
He was going away from me, so I was kind of standing behind him in... If he was heading east, I was heading south, but I was still probably within a couple feet of him.
But were you behind him?
Yeah, I was.
Okay, but within a couple of feet?
Yes.
Okay.
But that's what I mean. I was off to his right, so I could see in front, because I was to an angle of him.
Okay, when you first saw Mrs. Tunstall then backing into the storefront area where Jesse was pushing, was she facing south?
Yes.
And did she then just step back into that concrete walkway where Jesse was pushing the refrigerator?
Yes.
You yelled stop, Jesse was not able to stop, and the refrigerator struck Mrs. Tunstall on the thigh?
Yes.
And would that be her right thigh?
Yes.
Did you see what happened, if anything, to Mrs. Tunstall after she got hit by this refrigerator?
I saw her kind of step off to the side. She kind of bent over a little bit, and from that point on, I walked. I actually ran back over to Susan Sellers, the manager, and told her what just happened.
Mrs. Tunstall has testified that when she was struck by this refrigerator, she was knocked off balance, and to prevent herself from falling, she reached up with one of her arms and grabbed a clothing rack.
No.